All right, welcome to this week's lesson. You know, what I want to talk about this week is another way to deal with bad behaviors, right? Behaviors that are causing problems for you. And the first distinction we need to make clear is that oftentimes what happens is people have these bad behaviors. Maybe they eat too much ice cream or too much junk food or whatever it is, too much alcohol, and they tend to focus on the thing. Okay, so let's say the ice cream's bad, the junk food's bad, the alcohol's bad, that thing is bad. What we want to start doing, though, is reframing this so that it's not the thing that's bad, but the behavior that's bad, right? So, you know, they have the saying that everything's fine in moderation, okay? Well, if you believe that, then what we're talking about here is how to control that, how to become more moderate in our behaviors. And it all begins with a focus. See, oftentimes, you know, if we use the ice cream example, someone might, you know, at night they go home and they eat a pint of ice cream every night. Well, they'll look at the ice cream and they'll say, that's it, I can't eat ice cream anymore. That's the problem. Well, the problem is the amount of it that's being consumed, right? It's that behavioral set that is the problem, not the ice cream. Now, the value of doing it this way and looking at things this way is that it doesn't have to be all or nothing. See, so if someone's had problems with ice cream, for example, and all of a sudden they say, that's the problem, I have to stop eating it. All of a sudden, their mind starts playing tricks on them. They think about the future, the rest of their lives, and never eating ice cream again. It freaks them out, and they say, forget that. I can never do that. When we look at behaviors, we have a lot more control over it, because now what we say is, I'm never going to eat an entire pint of ice cream again. And that's something that may feel a lot more congruent, right? Because you could still eat ice cream. You could still eat it responsibly in a way that's going to get you the body you want still, but you're not going to overeat it. You're not going to stuff yourself with it. All right, and when you focus on that behavior, it becomes much easier to change a lot of times than completely wiping out a food that you enjoy. All right, so let's talk about some ways to change this up. And again, the first part is the focus on the behavior. This might be very freeing for you. As opposed to saying I have to stop eating certain foods, it becomes I have to stop that behavior. So if we go with the ice cream example, say, you know, someone has problems too many times a week, they come home, go to the freezer and get a pint or a container of ice cream, sit down with it and eat the whole thing, okay? What we're looking to do is to change that behavior. And so that's how you want to start it. And the question becomes first is, what is the ideal behavior for you? Okay, what would be, and we want to take two things into account. We still want the pleasure of the ice cream. You can still eat ice cream, the flavor of it, the enjoyment of eating it, but we also want to add in, how can we get the body that we want too? We want to balance those two things out. So how could you eat ice cream and get the body you want? And so some of the things that people come up with are, I could put it in a bowl, I'd put less and I'd put it into a bowl and I would eat it out of that instead. And that would make it a little bit easier. I would eat ice cream, but I would eat it more moderately. Okay, and then I would get, you know, all the benefits. It'd be a little bit hard sometimes. I'm used to eating all the ice cream, but it'd be worth that struggle because I know that I'm still getting to eat it. I'm still getting the body I want. Okay, so that's how we want to start out. What's the behavior that's ideal for you? Okay, is that idealistic idea? The next step is, when we do that, is we want to run it through in our minds, what would it be like to act in that new way? Okay, so you're just kind of programming it through in your mind. So you imagine yourself, you take a few moments, close your eyes, imagine it's the same time, same location, same situation you used to eat the whole container, and now you're a different person. So how would you do it? You'd go up to the fridge, you'd get the bowl, you'd put, you know, however much you'd put in there, put in the freezer, go back and eat it wherever you're going to eat it. Imagine yourself eating it. Eat it slower. Eat it more intentionally. Eat it more mindfully. These are the things that are going to transform you. Let me give you a specific example, and you may have heard me use this before. I went through this with beer. When I was younger, before I learned a lot of these things, I was drinking a real lot. And then I stopped drinking, pretty much, and I would go out randomly, you know, very sporadically. When I would go out during those times, I would end up drinking more than I expected to, right? Even though I'd be going out saying to myself, right, intentionally, I do not want to drink a lot. And I would go out and I'd end up drinking a lot. Well, one of the things I found out, as much as I told myself not to drink a lot, is I started to realize that it was the way in which I was drinking that made the difference, okay? So I did this process. I imagined myself going out. This was the difference. Instead of just telling myself, oh, I'm not going to drink a lot tonight. The difference was this time I imagined myself going out and I imagined myself drinking, but drinking differently. And that was the big difference for me. I imagined myself taking a sip smaller sips. Now, this may sound silly, but what I realized learning to drink when I was younger is I was drinking with huge gulps. So because I never taught myself this, when I was going out, I was drinking with huge gulps. Before you know it, the beer was gone. There was another one. And I was drinking with huge gulps. And the gulps were the problem for me. It wasn't the intention. It wasn't the idea of what I was going to do. It was the way I was drinking. Okay. So when I went out this next time after I realized this, is I started taking smaller sips. And that changed everything. Okay. Cut my consumption, you know, more than half. Okay. And it did it naturally and automatically. So what I'm saying to you is this, that when you identify a problem behavior, you want to notice when it happens, where it happens, who's around, right? You want to notice the situation, all the details of what's going on. And what you're looking to change while you're programming it into yourself is, what you're looking to change is how you act, how you feel. So if we stick with the ice cream example for a second, if you're going to eat less ice cream, we also want to maximize it. So you're not going to, you know, the way you would eat a pint of ice cream, a whole pint, as opposed to the way that you eat a small dish of ice cream is going to be different, right? To eat a whole pint, you're probably shoveling it in. They're probably way bigger bites. If you're eating a smaller bowl, you're probably going to take smaller bites, okay? And it's going to change the experience of actually eating it, okay? So this is what you want to focus on, because this is how you manipulate and change your behaviors, right? In a natural way. So again, notice we're not saying no more ice cream, right? Now again, I'm using ice cream, but you can really use any of these. You could do, what are some common ones? You know, when people go out to restaurants, they overeat, okay? It's not going out to restaurants that's the problem. It's what's going on once you walk into a restaurant. It's that behavior. So what you want to focus on is how you feel, how you think once you go into a restaurant and change it up. Now, one other thing I want to mention here is this. This is a great place to use modeling, right? So, you know, you have your own beliefs about who you are, how you act, right? So say you go into a restaurant, you have all these beliefs and all this history of how you act when you walk into a restaurant, how you order and how you eat. What you want to start to do is realize and accept that there are a lot of people that go out and are in complete control when they go out to a restaurant. There's a lot of people out there that get ice cream and are in complete and total control over it. And we want to reference these people and model them and think about what it feels like to be them. That's what I did with the beer, actually. I said, I know there's lots of people that go out and they don't drink at all, or they have one or two beers and that's it, and they have a great time. And I started that because it strengthened the belief that it was possible. We're always looking to strengthen that belief initially, right? Because we've got our own history telling us, oh, well, you always overeat, or you always do this, you always do that. So we want to balance that out with, I understand that, but there's also a lot of people that are able to go out and act exactly the way that I would like to. And that's how I want to be. Now, just because you say that doesn't mean it's going to happen the first time, but you want to keep your focus on that. And again, it's that consistent movement in that direction. Because I'll tell you, it took me a couple times to get the beer thing down. So, you know, I would go out and I was focused on not drinking a lot of beer, ironically, right? Don't think of a banana, right? I was thinking, don't drink a lot of beer, don't drink a lot of beer, if that affected it. But it wasn't until I changed the way that I felt and the way that I acted, literally, micro behaviors, right? Literally, the sip was really the turning point for me. So you want to go through this process where you see yourself acting in a new way and go into the micro movements, the micro behaviors that are part of the bigger behavior. Right, especially with eating, right? You want to notice how you eat something, how quickly you eat it, if you taste it, how you put it in your mouth, all these little things, because you never know what's going to change things up, right? But again, the focus here is on behaviors, not on the actual thing, right? And if you focus on this, I think this can be really enlightening because it'll give you a whole different way to look at your behaviors as opposed to just the black and white, I have to stop that. No, you can do it, but you can do it differently. And at the same time, you could swear off old behaviors. I couldn't say, I didn't want to say, I'll never drink a beer again. Okay, I didn't want to do that. But it was very comfortable for me to say, I never want to get drunk again. Okay, I never want to get just wasted drunk. I don't want that at all. There's no part of me that wants that. And I think most people can say that. I don't want to get stuffed and gorged, you know, so that I can't even breathe and I feel horrible about myself. Right? And so I feel that way about overeating. I hate overeating. Hate it. Now, it happens sometimes on the sneak, but overall, it doesn't happen, and I'm glad about that because I don't like the feeling. It just disgusts me. It makes me feel terrible, hungover basically. So again, you can focus on the behavior and you can say, I never want that again. All right? And sometimes that's easier than saying, I never want that food again. Okay? So think about this, focus on yourself in this way and let it help you. Okay, and you use it and program yourself using this way of looking at it. All right, do that, and I'll talk to you next week.